The next patient is Robert K. The last name is K-A-Y. Clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is originally from New Jersey. Referred to the office because of the presence of a proteinuria that has been followed by the nephrologist up north and that has been present for a lengthy period of time. Period. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post PCI. He has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, status post cardioversion. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis. Also has a history of arterial hypertension, or sleep apnea, and diabetes mellitus that has been present for about 20 years. The patient does not use insulin, and the blood sugar has been under fair control. We had the opportunity to review the laboratory workup. And the patient has a serum creatinine that is 0.9 milligrams per deciliter, has an estimated GFR that is 90 mLs per minute, and has a albumin creatinine ratio that is 816 and protein creatinine ratio that is 1425 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This proteinuria is most likely associated to a combination of factors. The main one is the presence of diabetes. The patient has been treated with the administration of irbesartan. Milligrams daily. But taking into consideration that he has micro and micro proteinuria, we're going to start the patient on finerenone, 20 milligrams every day. The prescription was sent to CVS in Wauchula, Wauchula, period. This patient in the long run is going to be placed on SGLT2 inhibitors as well in order to correct and protect the kidney, the heart, the cardiovascular system, peripheral vascular disease, period. Number two, this patient has a... Patient has a prostatectomy done 12 years ago for carcinoma of the prostate that was outside the prostate. 35 rounds of radiation therapy were given period. He developed some back pain, went to see the doctor, and the workup that was done for the back pain revealed the presence of metastatic lesions that were confirmed with a PET scan. He's undergoing chemotherapy by the Florida Cancer Center, period. Even though we can establish some type of relationship between malignancy and proteinuria, it's difficult to conclude that it is related to the malignancy, since he has a history of long-standing proteinuria. Period. Following number. Anemia, secondary to the above. Iron deficiency has to be ruled out. The patient is followed by the cancer center. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today, 146 over 65. Following number, morbid obesity. The patient has a BMI that is 42. To the physical examination, there is significant fluid retention with pyknedema 1 to 2 over 4. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and chronic anticoagulation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without manifestation but treated with the administration of PPIs. Following number, chronic kidney disease stage 2. We are going to order a BNP in 2 weeks in order to assess the impact of the finerenone on the kidney function and the potential to develop hyperkalemia as a side effect. Otherwise, we'll see the patient in 3 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We'll keep you posted on the progress.